Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Here's a thought for you this week before Christmas. God with him and God with us. You'll see what I mean when I read to you our verse, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, which reads this. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The Christmas story is really written all over the Bible. We're familiar with passages of Scripture that we normally associate with Christmas, such as Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 9 and chapter 7. If we open our eyes a bit, we can see Christmas almost everywhere in the Bible. I think we can see Christmas in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. In Acts 10, Peter traveled to Caesarea to answer the inquiry of a Roman military man named Cornelius. Centurion Cornelius was a Gentile, but he honored the God of Israel, and he was counted among a group of Gentiles known as the God-fearers. God spoke to Cornelius and told him to get Peter so the apostle could tell him the good news, and Peter came. As Peter explained the life and work of Jesus to Cornelius and his associates, he used this simple phrase recorded by Luke. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Again, that's Acts chapter 10, verse 38. What Peter said was true. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Beginning, humanly speaking, when by a miracle, Jesus was consumed in the virgin womb of Mary, his mother. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 says that she was found with child by the Holy Spirit. Humanly speaking, the work of the Holy Spirit began when Jesus was conceived in Mary as she was in the village of Nazareth. Peter also said that Jesus was anointed with power. This power was evident at the first Christmas. We think that there's nothing less powerful than a newborn baby. And in this sense, Jesus chose to come in a way that shares some of our weakness. Yet even as a baby, Jesus Christ had power enough to attract angelic announcements and the joyful proclamation of shepherds. As Peter said, in the life and ministry of Jesus, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Jesus did this in his radical association with sick and oppressed humanity. Jesus himself never sinned in any way, but he came as a man among hurting humanity. And that was clear by the way that he came in all the circumstances surrounding his birth at Bethlehem. Peter also said something about Jesus, that God was with him. In connection with Christmas, we can't hear that phrase without thinking of the promise in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 15, that the Messiah would be born of a virgin and that they would call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Speaking of Jesus, wonderfully, God was with him, and the coming of Jesus proves that God is with us. So take joy in it today. The one for whom God was with him is also God with us.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.